Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I apologize. That was so mean.
It's okay, baby.
Quarantine Kathleen is so mean.
Quarantine Kathleen is salty, and I like it.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah.
I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your macaroni and cheese deluxe eating, live cam animal watching. I threw out my back doing literally nothing, friend.
And I'm Bethany, your dehydrated, working out from home, washing my hair every 4 days, whether I need it or not, friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. This week, we're talking about
some lighter fare to keep you upbeat and laughing as you're quarantined. So I went to the font of all misinformation, Yahoo Answers, Kathleen, to get some awesome fodder for our podcast. And I was reminded why I'm so happy that I am not a teenager, because you're very confused when you're a teenager. What about you, Kathleen? What are you talking about?
Our delightful podcast editor, Charlotte, she really sparked my joy earlier in the week when she sent us an article about dung beetles in Africa.
Yes.
And so my segment today is called Let's Go to the Zoo.
Okay, wonderful.
It's all funny stories that zookeepers and zoo goers alike have shared online about crazy things that animals have done.
Speaking of, did you see the video that's been going around on Twitter of the ballet teacher who is trying to do a live lesson from home, and her cat needs to be involved, and her cat is winding between her legs and finally just jumps onto the instructor's chest, which has never happened before, apparently, and demands attention. It's very cute.
Oh my goodness. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it's very, very darling.
Ugh.
I think our animals really are the winners in all of this, Kathleen.
They most certainly are. And you know what? While we're talking about animals, this is a good time to shout out our friends from We Don't Deserve Dogs, the podcast. Earlier this month, we did a bonus episode with Lisa and Richie from We Don't Deserve Dogs. And they just released their episode that we guested on their podcast today. So please head over to We Don't Deserve Dogs and check out Bethany and I. We're, you know, hanging out with them.
Yeah, it was really interesting. You know what the hardest thing about it for me, Kathleen, was? They would ask us questions, and then it was weird to not want to respond with, what about you guys? Because when you're the guest, you're not supposed to be interviewing the host.
It's like, yes.
Do you remember when David Letterman started his show on Netflix after he stopped doing late night?
Yes.
And he had Barack Obama on, and Obama kept asking him questions, and David Letterman was like, you don't get to ask me questions. Like, you're not the host of this. I have to ask the questions. It's tough to not interview back. Kathleen, tell us about your back, honey. What happened?
You know, Bethany, we're all quarantined and self-isolating, and I really haven't been getting that much exercise, because every time I roll out my yoga mat to do some whatever, dumbbells or whatnot, I'm like, oh, but there's a glass of wine waiting for me in the fridge.
Yes, always.
And then I never get around to it. And yesterday morning, I woke up and my lower back was just absolutely killing me. So I postponed us to record this podcast on Tuesday. Usually we record on Monday. So today is Tuesday. And then this morning, I woke up. I couldn't get out of bed. My husband had to pick me up out of bed.
Oh.
Then when I went to go pee, you know, like your morning pee, it's urgent.
Yeah.
I couldn't even make it to the toilet in time. I peed in my pants a little.
Honey.
And then I couldn't even get up off the toilet. And my husband had to like come over and pick me up and pull my pants up. And then I had to change my pants because I had peed on them. And
sure,
it was a whole thing. And I called you and I said, Bethany, we have to postpone recording until later this afternoon when I've had a chance for the pain meds to set in.
Yeah.
And you just kept making me laugh and I had to hang up on you because laughing hurts my back.
I didn't mean to. And I knew it was serious because you called. And there are only three people in my life who call me, and you are one of them. And so I knew like that was a serious thing. And I don't even remember what I said that made you laugh, but you literally did just hang up on me. And yeah. I felt awful because I was like, oh no, I put you in so much pain.
Oh, but you know what? I can laugh now. I stretched my back. I took some ibuprofen. I'm sitting on a donut pillow, you know, like those things you put around your neck when you're in the airport.
Totally. Those are the best. Okay, good. I'm glad you're feeling better. Yeah, people are getting just weird injuries. We emailed Charlotte to say it's going to be a later episode than normal and we're falling apart. And
yes,
Charlotte was very sweet about it. So shout out to everyone who's just getting strange injuries.
Bethany, what takeout have you ordered lately?
Chinese is the last one. Wait, did we get anything else? No, I think it was...
No pizza? No. No bagels?
No, no pizza, no bagels. Yeah, I think just Chinese. What about you?
I haven't ordered anything. Oh, I ordered pizza last week. But the reason I'm asking is because there's this place in New York called Prince Street Pizza. And they took to their Instagram to share a really interesting message. Apparently, they got a 1-star Yelp review from someone who ordered during the coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah.
And apparently gave them a really bad review. And they're so pissed that they wrote on their Instagram, I'm just going to say it, and I don't care if you like it or not. NYC is basically in a state of emergency during a pandemic caused by a killer virus, closing down all types of businesses and putting people out of work. And worst of all, people are dying. So I ask you just this one time, why are you still writing Yelp reviews during a time like this?
No kidding.
Stores are short on staff, overworked, and risking their lives to serve communities food. And I'm so sorry you didn't get the magical experience that you hoped for, Karen. Just know that if you're yelping during a time like this, there's a special place in hell for you.
I agree. Unless that Yelp is a 5-star, they pulled through and they're working so hard and please support them review. No, you don't know. No, Karen, knock it off.
In fact, we should all go on Yelp today and pick our favorite eatery in our neighborhoods and just like give them a 5-star glowing review for no reason.
I have to say, actually, my local eatery kind of gave me a message I needed to hear today. We have a friend who is currently quarantined in a different state. Her whole family is sick. And so she needed thermometer sent to her because theirs just broke and they need to be taking each other's temperature all the time.
Yeah.
So I went to my local pharmacy that also plays live music on Tuesdays. It's a family-owned pharmacy. They had one. So I left my house for the first time in 3 or 4 days. I went and picked it up. And on my way back, I stopped at this little coffee shop that's still open and it's also family run. I wanted to just go in and grab a tea to help support them. And the owner said that I wasn't as smiley as I normally was. And he was like, how are you doing? And I said, you know, I think this is all kind of weighing on me. And he said, you have to get ready for a lot of things to change.
Yeah.
And just understand that that is what's going to happen. And if you try to pretend or be stressed over the changes, you're only going to hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. So we all have to face up to the fact that a lot of things will change and we will survive. And then he handed me my tea and a banana. And sometimes very simple statements for some reason or another hit you differently than they normally would. And for some reason in that moment, like it really got through to me. And I said, yeah, you're right. We do need to be ready for a lot of things to change. It's just how it's going to be. And that was really helpful to hear.
Things are going to change and we will all survive.
Yeah. We won't all survive, but like we will.
Like we, 2% of us are not going to survive.
But we will face whatever comes because we don't have any other choice. You know, we will get through this.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we took to our Acquired Taste podcast fan group today.
Yes, we did.
Taste Buds, Bethany and I asked you, what is something that you've discovered about yourself during self-isolation? And we got some of the best answers ever. Do you want to go through some of them, Bethany?
Yeah, absolutely. Omar said, I really love spending time at home. I have everything I need and I'm just enjoying all the free time.
Kristen said, I've been lying to everyone when I say that I cannot braid my hair.
I like that one a lot. JC said, close quarters with my husband becomes a breeding ground for hilarious, instantaneous mood swings. One minute we are cracking up, OMG, so in love. Another minute we are arguing about opening the blinds a certain way, which I think is very accurate and very funny.
Very accurate. Hannah said, I am still an introvert, but it turns out I definitely need social interaction.
Melanie said that I really shouldn't be allowed to cook dinner. I tried to burn the whole house down the other night, and my daughter, who is home from college, said, aw, this reminds me of when I was little.
Aww.
Yeah.
Amber is sharing that she learned that she was being so unintentionally wasteful. She writes, this is teaching me less is more, and I'm a spender, so this is also teaching me self-control.
Yes, I think a lot of us are feeling that. Katie said, I learned that I'm way too okay with quarantine life. Netflix, couch, wine, sleeping in, etc. Yep. Yep.
Oh my God. Who wrote that again?
That comes from Katie.
Oh, Katie, you are speaking to my soul with that one.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of us who suddenly realize, oh yeah, I'm okay. I really am okay. Yeah, so let us know if how you're feeling and what you're discovering about yourself during quarantine. I think that this is affecting us all, but we're trying to keep a happy smile on our face through it all. We're doing our best.
Oh, before we finish up, I just want to read this one. Sarah wrote, I found out how easily it is to take an accidental 3-hour nap and call it working from home.
Totally. I do love like an 11 a.m. nap. 11 to 2, and then you get back up, you have some lunch, you go back to sleep, and then you wake up just in time for dinner and take a nap.
Hell yeah. Bethany, are you still going to therapy during social distancing?
Yes. So apparently my therapist told me this, that the insurance companies have worked out a deal so that you can still bill even though it's a virtual appointment. I didn't realize that there was like some sort of thing that you couldn't normally. I don't know. She didn't go into specifics. So yeah, I'm doing phone appointments. What about you? Are you still going?
So I went last Tuesday. And I have another appointment to go next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's a small office and there's no receptionist. There's never anyone else in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. So I'm still going in person. Mm-hmm. Is that irresponsible of me?
I mean, I don't think so. I feel like your therapist probably knows best practices for themselves. And I would imagine that she's probably limiting the number of people that she's seeing right now. But I think if you feel uncomfortable at all, you should see if she can do a phone session.
Bustle had a really great article this week about how to do virtual therapy from home.
Yeah.
And one of the tips that they gave that I love so much is that you need to set up a special spot and come up with rituals to do before and after therapy so you can distinguish it from your everyday time.
That's a great idea.
Right? Like stretch before therapy. And then when therapy is done, light a candle for a few minutes to break things up.
I think that's a great idea. And definitely be seated and stay where you are. I think it's very easy to want to just get up and sort of putz around, but that takes your focus away from what you're really supposed to be doing. So like I'll sit in the window and just look outside at the people who are not walking around. And that seems to help a lot. But yeah, I highly recommend it. If you can do it virtually, I think it's a really good thing.
And if you're not in therapy right now, just watch a fuck ton of reality television.
And makeup tutorials. I feel like they're all very therapeutic.
And Love is Blind on Netflix. Jessica. Bethany?
Yes, Kathleen.
It is a very stressful time to be human.
Yes. And I think a lot of people are realizing that they more than ever need someone to talk to.
That is why Bethany and I love therapy. Quite honestly, therapy has changed my life.
Yeah, but not everybody has access to therapy, except now you do because of Talkspace.
So Talkspace is online therapy. It is the most convenient and affordable way to make lasting changes in your life with the support of a licensed therapist.
Even if you're stuck in your house and you can't leave, you can send your licensed therapist texts, audio, picture, or video messages from your phone or computer whenever you need to. You don't have to make an appointment. Everything happens within Talkspace's secure platform, all on your schedule.
Talkspace matches you with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. And they have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties. So if you have something very specific that you want to work on, Talkspace has the right therapist for you. The bottom line, life is hard, especially now during this corona pandemic. If you think that you are interested in therapy, Try it virtually with Talkspace.
Talkspace wants to give more of us the support we need at a price we can afford. And as a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off of your first month on Talkspace.
To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or you can download the app as well. Make sure you use the code TASTE, that's T-A-S-T-E, to get $100 off of your first month and show support for an Acquired Taste podcast.
That's Talkspace.com and use the code TASTE. Okay, Kathleen, there are certain websites I go to when I just need to laugh or feel better about my life. One of those is Yahoo Answers. So I'm just going to go through some of my favorite questions and answers.
All right.
Unless otherwise noted, they are all listed as anonymous. So here we go. Number one, anonymous wanted to know, how do I tell if I have a ghost in my house? Here is the follow-up question. Okay, so I was practicing my guitar at home. I put it down, and 30 minutes later, I hear it being strummed. I go into my room and see a long black hair playing it. He looked at me and smiled and disappeared. Then one day, he came up to me when I got out of the shower and was putting on my makeup. He gave me a hug from behind. He turned me around and looked in my eyes and disappeared. This has happened several times, but he always disappeared. Except for one time, he stayed there. He said my name and walked away. What do I do? He's always there, so I don't want to get rid of him. How do I talk to him? Update. He doesn't look like anyone I know. He wasn't putting on my makeup. I was. Tonight, there were more of them. A little girl clinging to him.
What? Wait.
That's the question.
A long black hair?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this a strand of hair or is this a, like an extra large rabbit?
Kathleen, we don't know.
It hugged her from behind and she was just sort of chill.
Yeah.
And then it turned her around and looked her in the eye.
Yeah.
It was like this hair,
just
whether
it
be a strand of hair or a rabbit, was about to propose or something.
Yeah. And she doesn't want them to go away. One of the answers, if he knows your name and said it, then it seems to me he's trying to contact you next time you see him. Say hello and see what happened. Maybe he'll say it back before he disappears. The next time, ask him his name and slowly start conversations with him and find out his past. Maybe you can help him move on. All one sentence.
Okay.
And then the next answer, which I really like, is call Dan Aykroyd. He's a big paranormal buff in real life. He'll know what to do.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. Okay. The next question from Silent Guy 951. What is the best movie? The answer, Amistad.
No.
Simple.
What? What? What year is this? What year did Amistad even come out?
I don't know, but the person gave two other answers.
Okay.
Men in Black and Contact are also the best movie.
So this person has terrible taste in movies.
I just really like point blank. What is the best movie? And someone was just like, I know, it's Amistad. Done and done.
Amistad came out in 1997.
I mean, it's not an uplifting movie.
I will argue that 1997 was the best year ever. So I'll give that to Amistad.
What else came out in 1997?
Think about all the amazing music in 1997. That's why I think it was the best year. 1997, top hits.
We were heading into like a really good time of pop music. Max Martin was about to just kill every NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears song ever.
I'll Be Missing You, Sean Combs.
Okay.
Mbop by Hanson.
Yeah.
The Four Seasons of Loneliness by Boys to Men.
Wait, how does that song go?
I don't know, but I just like Boys to Men.
Is that one of those songs where we all know the song, but we don't know the title?
Probably. Candles in the Wind, Elton John.
Oh.
Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve.
That was the Candle in the Wind, Princess Diana version, right?
Sure was. Semi-Charmed Life.
Wow.
Third Eye Blind. Such good songs. Such good songs.
Four Seasons of Loneliness. Hold on a second.
Everybody, Backstreet Boys. Everybody.
Oh, that was 97?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Bitch by Meredith Brooks?
Yeah.
Bethany, sing this with me. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child.
Oh my God, wait. I'm going to play Four Seasons of Loneliness. I barely know Four Seasons of Loneliness.
Really? It's listed as one of the top hits from 1997.
I barely know this song.
Oh, I know this song. I danced to many middle school slow dances to this song.
You got invited to slow dances in middle school?
Certainly did.
Yeah, you were a player. Going back to Meredith Brooks' Bitch, I remember there was like an MTV VMA intro or something. That song was huge. And the intro was something like, he's a platinum-selling producer and she's a bitch. Welcome, like Sean Combs and Meredith Brooks. It was so uncomfortable.
Oh my God. Oh, all right. I didn't mean to hijack your all topic. Right. I'm so sorry. 1997.
No.
I'm so passionate about it.
That's totally fine. Here's another question that made me laugh out loud. Is it still considered cheating on my husband if I allow another guy to use my mouth as a urinal, but nothing more?
Oh my holy mackerel. Girl, you got other problems than just cheating on your husband.
Jerry said yes with a lot of asterisks afterwards, or a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ellipses.
And then one person said, nope, not cheating at all. To cheat, you must be completely naked and outdoors. Fact.
You nasty girl. You nasty.
All right. Another question. Sex pill? And the follow-up question is just sex pill? And a response and answer, which is definitely not spam, is my sex never pleased the girl, but now each day is my lucky day. The girls just cannot have enough of me. They keep pushing me to go again. And this is all thanks to Prolargent 5x5 Extreme, which I got as a product campaign.
Mm.
Not spam at
product all. Product campaign. You yeah. know what? That spam has BDE.
Big dick energy. Here's another one that I like. This is some real tough love as a response. The question is, why am I always given a regular shamrock shake at McDonald's when I ask for the new Oreo shamrock McFlurry? And Robert said, because no one wants to work at McDonald's. And then Anonymous said, maybe the counter help don't think you're worthy of the special shamrock.
Oh, you know what? It's a possibility. Mm.
It is a possibility.
Talking about that shamrock shake is really making me want one.
I fully didn't even realize that St. Patrick's Day was a thing that happened this year.
I know. Everybody was stuck inside.
Didn't you have like a happy hour with your girlfriends?
I did. Yeah, it was a week ago today. That's so funny.
How'd that go? Was it fun?
Oh, it was super fun. We actually have now a reoccurring thing in our calendars to meet up every Wednesday at 8:30 for a glass of wine.
That's good. I like that.
Googs hang out.
Googs hang out. Another question. I don't understand this one, Kathleen. Maybe you do. This is under sport. How funny would it be if Odell Beckham Jr. ended up being traded to the Patriots? Asks Jared. And then Pronk said, anywhere he goes, he can't look any worse than he looks now with his dink and dunk interception machine. QB Baker Mayfield. Do you know what that means? I don't. Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr., I believe, is a basketball player.
He's a footballer. I know that.
No.
I
Odell
think?
Beckham Jr. is basketball.
No.
And so that's why they're saying, ha, 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 it'd be funny if he was traded to the Patriots. That's where Giselle's husband plays. And then,
really?
Yeah. And then that's why they said the thing about the dink and the dunk. Maybe because he's not so good at the dink and the dunk. And that's why it'd be funny if he threw a football instead of a basketball.
No. What? I'm literally Googling Odell Beckham Jr. sport.
Sports?
I swear to God, he's a football player.
Sports.
He's a football player.
No, he's not.
He is.
What? Then why'd they see the dink and the dunk?
I don't know. Google dink and dunk. What is dink? Is that slang? Dink?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. He is a football player.
Dunk.
Huh. Well,
what does that mean?
I mean, who cares what team he's playing? At least he's playing. I don't get this. Sports ball. Next question.
Dink and dunk. It has something to do with Tom Brady?
Well, last time I checked, dunking was a basketball term.
I think so, too. Dinking, and I don't know what dinking is. Dual income, no kids. But it's not spelled that way. If you understand sport, let us know. Next question.
Okay.
Should coronavirus be over now if you stop drinking Corona beer? Okay. We're not going to answer that. Next question. Under parenting, what do you think of the girl's name, Shayna? Mm. Allison said, it's okay, but not my favorite. Mm. Blank said, it's a nice name. Cakesa said, I prefer Shayla. And then Favorite Aunt 24 said, I like Shayna as a girl's name, which is exactly what the question asked.
That's very helpful input, all of it.
Yes. Next question from a teenager. Should I do something if I got my phone taken away for about a month? Mm. My mom took my phone away because of the bad grade I got. I know she said that I need good grades in order to get my phone back, but it's been about a month since I didn't have my phone. Should I do something about this? And then she adds the update. okay, guys, when I mean, should I do something about this? I mean, should I talk to my mom about why I might need or want it back? Not what should I do in order to get good grades? So we kind of see what we're working with here.
Okay, well, get good grades and get your phone back, dumbass.
Exactly. That's kind of basically what all the answers said. Her response was, shut up and leave. To one person who said that.
What is she going to do? Stage a march? Have all of her friends come over and like storm her mother's bedroom to get her phone?
Exactly. And then Katie did wrote, yes, you should do something about it. You should be grateful you have a parent who cares. You should try harder at school. You should stop complaining about not having a phone. Did it come to as a surprise to you or had you been warned? Regardless, it's not a right. It's a privilege. And the poster put, oh, okay, but I still want my phone back, though.
Oh, my God. Get off the internet and read a book, girlfriend.
Okay, next question. You don't even need the answer. I just like the question.
Okay.
Why do Nintendo fanboys get mad when you call their games kiddie? Why can't they admit that their games are kiddie? Another great question. Where can I find whoopee cushions? Everything is closed, and I need one now more than ever.
Oh, my goodness. No. Someone wrote that during the corona pandemic. Uh-huh. Can't live without my whoopee cushion.
Another awesome question. Has it been a long time since you ate a salad? By the way, the consensus is that it had not been a long time since most people ate a salad.
Yeah, lettuce is still something that's widely attainable.
Yes. Another question. Yes or no? Did you hoard up any toilet paper or products during this virus outbreak? Hoard up? W-H-O-R-E-D. The sub question. I am collecting data. I am not here to judge or scold you. Kathleen, did you whore up any toilet paper?
I sure did. I fucked that toilet paper roll and I fucked it good.
That's what I thought. And then we're going to end this on my very favorite question that I have ever read on Yahoo Answers.
I'm so excited.
Question. Is it dangerous to give blowjobs? Sub question. I had sex with my boyfriend for the first time, and now he wants me to give him a, and then she bleeps out the entire word blowjob.
Okay.
But I was told that if you give one wrong, it can make your cheeks really big and chubby and everyone can tell.
What?
I don't want to ask my parents because that would be weird. And everyone I know is 16 like me and they don't really know either. But some people say that this is the case. Will giving a blowjob make your cheeks really chubby and puffy and everyone can tell?
Ooh.
So that...
Ooh, I wish I knew the geographical location of the person who wrote this.
She's in the UK. I gathered from the info.
Oh, I would have thought Utah.
So then David, a grown-up based on his profile picture, wrote, that is some crazy misinformation, lol. BJs don't do anything to your face. Oh, God, I can't stop laughing. And she responded, I was told by some girls I know that if you suck with your cheeks too hard, then they get chubby and soft and there's no way to make them go back to normal. Oh. And David said, they lied to you, hun. She wrote, I don't watch porn, but they said that if you ever watch any BJ porn, they always do it gently and they never suck their cheeks in hard when they do it for that reason. And David said, trust me, this isn't true. And she said, well, maybe ask a girl your age if they know anything about it just to make sure because it seems completely logical to me that it could happen. So let's just do this public service. Giving a blowjob will not make your cheeks get puffy and everyone can tell.
Nuh-uh. As long as you spit, your cheeks will be deflated.
Kathleen, did you learn anything from Yahoo Answers today?
I sure did.
What'd you learn?
I learned that Amistad is the best movie.
Yes. Kathleen.
Yes.
Did you see on my Instagram all of the drama surrounding my tall bed?
Yes, your tall bed is so beautiful.
So if you missed tall bed, it was because I got a new mattress, but I was having a hard time emotionally getting rid of the old one. And so I just stacked them on top of each other. But what I realized is that my new mattress, which is a Helix mattress, was so comfortable and so supportive that I could get rid of the old mattress and everything was going to be fine. And I have committed to Helix. We're all one-of-a-kind people, and that's why we each sleep on a Helix mattress designed specifically for our body types and sleep preferences, and you can too.
I'm loving my Helix mattress. I went on their website, I took their sleep quiz, it took me 2 minutes to complete, and they use all of the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to a perfect mattress for you. I've been getting the best sleep of my life lately on this Helix mattress.
So if you like a mattress that's really soft or really firm, if you sleep on your side or on your back or your stomach, stomach, or if you sleep really hot. With Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste.
And actually, Bethany, you and I are mattress twins.
I know. We could sleep together and we would actually be very compatible.
We both got the Helix Midnight mattress. It's a medium feel, pressure relief, and I like to sleep on my side, so they have side sleeper support.
And we're not the only ones who love them. Helix was even awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 and 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. And they have a 10-year warranty. You get to try out your mattress for 100 nights risk-free. You're going to love it. But if you don't love it, they pick it up from you and they give you a refund super easy.
So check it out for yourself. All you have to do is go to helixsleep.com/taste to take their 2-minute sleep quiz and you'll be matched with a mattress to give you the best sleep of your life.
Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders for you at helixsleep.com/taste. So one more time, go to helixsleep.com/taste to get up to $200 off all mattress orders. Kathleen, I know that you have been actively using this quarantine time to get your skin routine back down.
Yes.
It's amazing when you use products that are actually good for your skin and work with the type of skin you have.
Yeah, and also when you stick to a routine. Bethany and I love BioClarity because they're a clean and green skincare brand that helps you put your best face forward.
Yeah, you can go to their website, bioclarity.com, and take their personal skin quiz. It helps you find the products that are perfect for your skin, whether you need clearer skin or more moisturized skin, or maybe your skin's really oily and you want to combat that. They have it all for you right there.
For me, what's most important is a simple routine, because I know that when I have clean ingredients and I stick to my routine, I get consistent results.
Plus, all of their products have a super special ingredient found exclusively in BioClarity products called Floralux. It's made from the chlorophyll found in plants, and it's super food for your skin. It helps block culprits like bad bacteria while giving new life to your skin. So get healthier, more radiant skin today at BioClarity.com.
You'll get 15% off of everything on the site when you use the code ACQUIRED. That's ACQUIRED at checkout.
Again, that's bioclarity.com. Don't forget to use the promo code ACQUIRED at checkout to get 15% off.
Hey, Bethany.
Kathleen.
You want to go to the zoo?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do. Let's go.
I was doing some research on this topic. I do realize that zoos can be problematic.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
I understand that. But today, we are just here to laugh, okay?
Yes, yes. We are going to assume that all zoos in question are well-funded and treat their animals super well.
So with people being ordered to stay at home and self-isolation, I've been noticing that zoos, aquariums, museums, they've been doing a fantastic job at engaging on social media with really creative digital content, live cams, and updates about their animals, and it's all just so damn delightful.
Didn't you say that what was I watching the other night? Where does Big Little Lies take place?
In Monterey.
Monterey. Is that the aquarium that's like live streaming their stuff?
Actually, a bunch of aquariums are live streaming. At the Monterey Bay Aquarium, I've been watching the Jelly Cam.
Yes! I think I was watching that the other night too, and Dennis and I were both kind of anxious. And watching that really helped because they pair it with some beautiful music.
Oh, well, if you think that helps, let me tell you. Today I was...
If you think that helps, well, fuck you. I'm going to do one better.
No. Leaf cutter ants. I was watching the live stream of the leaf cutter ants at the Houston Zoo.
What are those?
They're just ants that cut things and carry things. And it wasn't at all totally gross. You know, you would think watching a bunch of insects would give you the creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
It was just relaxing. I was doing my back stretches and watching this on my phone.
I feel like you've really hit something really important, Kathleen, which is that nature is very relaxing to watch, but this is the safe way to watch it from inside your house.
Exactly.
Because then it can do its thing, we can do ours, but we won't get bitten or mauled and like they won't get poisoned with our human grossness.
So I was thinking to myself, so we can't go to the zoo. The zoo can come to us. But also, what are funny things that happen at the zoo? And thus, I found a whole slew of funny zoo stories.
I love funny zoo stories.
Let's first talk about zoochat.com. Okay. Honest to goodness, there's a website for damn everything.
Is this like the insider website of zoo employees?
Sure is.
Yes.
Sure. sure is. So this guy who started the chain, he writes, I was visiting my grandmother in Copenhagen and decided to go to the zoo. My grandma gave me a cell phone in case she needed to get in touch with me while I was out. What she didn't tell me is that the cell phone's ring was birds chirping. And I actually spent most of my time in the tropical birds exhibit and missed 11 calls from my grandmother because the phone ring blended in with all of the other birds while I was there.
I'm sure you're just like, oh, it's just so profoundly musical.
So profoundly musical. Somebody else wrote, when I was at the San Antonio Zoo, someone dropped a child's shoe in the exhibit and the baby tigers were having so much fun with it. They would throw it and drop it and run around it. And when the zookeepers tried to get them to put it down so they could go into the cage and get the baby shoe, they were not successful. It ended up drawing a really big crowd and I got a lot of pictures.
That's like mildly disturbing because it's probably the parent is just picturing like if that's what they did to the shoe, like thank God it was just the shoe that made it down there.
And then there's animal sex. So much animal sex.
Girl.
Someone wrote, that reminds me of a time when I was at the Brookfield Zoo many years ago with our two children and my brother's kids. Upon coming up to the Australia outdoor exhibit, the kangaroos got into a mating frenzy. Ooh. And the males were so excited that they did not care what they were hopping on to have sex. And frequently, there were three of them getting deep.
Wait, how do kangaroos do it? Because they got that large tail.
Well, where are their genitals? Is it inside the pal?
No, I don't think. Okay, can I admit something?
Yeah.
I used to think that, and this is when I was very young, I thought that men's penises were like a proboscis that could unroll from their, are you Googling proboscis?
I sure am. Yeah.
I think it's, is that how you pronounce it? I'm a book learner, not a listener learner.
It looks like proboscis, yeah.
It's like it rolls out.
Oh, like the trunk of an elephant.
Yeah, totally, like the trunk of an elephant. I thought it was like that, so like it tucked between their legs and then rolled out so you didn't have to get, you're covering your face, so you didn't have to get very close to them. And I remember I actually drew a picture of two people having sex and they were to scale about 4 feet away from each other. Their arms were out straight like they were dancing in middle school. Their lips were extended super far out to kiss because I misjudged that. And then his penis was going out down into like a loop and then back up between her legs. And so it shaped sort of like a canyon, like a U-shape penis. So that would give him, I think his penis was like 4 feet long in that.
Oh God. Bethany.
So then when I learned the truth, I was really upset.
Because the truth is no way as close to as artful as you imagined it to be.
It's like, all right, well, penises are like 4 to 6 feet long, and then they wind back up, and that's how you wear jeans.
Well, I'm about to look at a video of kangaroos having sex, and I'm going to tell you in 1 second.
Here's my guess. My guess is she pulls her tail to the side.
Much like we pull our underpants to the side when it's quick and dirty. Oh, ew. Oh, no. Oh,
is it God. Violent? It feels like it's violent.
Okay. So I'm going to be honest. I didn't get to the part where they had sex yet, but
What were you freaked out about?
A baby kangaroo stuck his head out of the mother's pouch, and I thought it was the penis coming out of the pouch. And so I can't, Bethany, move on.
You have to. No, you have to for science. We are all waiting.
No, and now they're just showing pictures of, oh, God, they do it doggy style. They do.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
They do it doggy style. It's kangaroo style.
I think most animals do it doggy style. I don't think many animals look into each other's eyes.
Oh, God.
What is she doing with her tail, I guess, is my big question.
It's, oh, yeah. I think he just moves the tail to the side.
Does his penis come out the front?
Do male kangaroos have pouches? Hang on.
We're all learning something here today.
Do male kangaroos have pouches? While female marsupials have pouches, very few male marsupials have a pouch.
Well, they should. You know what? Split up those parenting duties.
Yeah, male kangaroos do not have pouches. They should have pouches. That's fucked up.
You know how like when kangaroos fight each other, it's really violent?
Yeah.
I'm worried that like kangaroo sex, like part of the mating is just like punching each other in the head. I feel like that's the breed that would do that.
When you meet up with an ex who you don't really like, but you like their body.
Yeah. You're so mad at them.
You're so mad at them.
You just have rage sex.
You want to get it on. Okay. Let's
like when we talked about having sex with Christopher Maloney, like I feel like Christopher Maloney has that same type of kangaroo rage sex.
You're just going to have the angriest, most satisfying kangaroo sex with Christopher Maloney.
Yeah, totally. No punching. I think he's very gentle when he wants to be, but like, you know, aggressive if he needs to be. I feel like he's an artful lover.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I think so
respectful,
too.
But like good at what he does, but also willing to, like, he's not going to judge you.
No.
He's not going to kink shame you for being like, do me like a kangaroo.
No.
He's going to say like, yeah.
He might read you your Miranda rights while he's doing it. You have the right to remain silent.
You have the right to remain sexy. And then, then he shows you his arm cross tattoo.
Let's move on to Reddit. So,
do we have to? No, yes, we have to.
Someone on Reddit said, zookeepers, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen an animal do? Reddit user Matt SH123 wrote, I'm an ex-zookeeper. I remember once there was a period of a few days where one of the chimps had this stick and he was spending hours at a time just rubbing it on the ground. Some of the keepers tried to give this chimp other toys, but he wasn't interested. Anyway, long story short, he was sharpening the stick and then he tried to stab the keeper behind the bars.
Oh my God, he was plotting?
Yes, he was plotting.
Monkeys, they're just like us.
That chimp made a shiv.
Oh my God, he was in jail. It is a jail. It is a form of prison.
It is. You are not incorrect about that. Can you imagine going to the hospital and being like, excuse me, ER doctor, I'm here because a monkey stabbed me.
I mean, no one's going to believe you, but you got a good scar.
Reddit user, I like to draw cats. Real name.
But what do you do?
Real name. Bro, I'm a former volunteer at a zoo. I like to show up early before my shift to watch the big cats get let out into their space. One morning, one of the lionesses was already out and she was just sitting there like the famous New York Library lions.
Oh, nice.
But instead she had a Calvin face. Her tongue was hanging out and her eyes were all squinched up. I asked the lead keeper what the deal is and he said, oh, she ate a skunk yesterday. So we decided it'd be a good idea to let her stay outside overnight instead of stinking up the house. When they finally opened the doors, her brother and her sister came bounding to her, appearing to say, where were you last night? Her sister took one whiff and then bounded to another exhibit. And her brother started to sit close to her and then thought better of it, walked 6 feet away and then settled down to watch her. Oh.
She should take a tomato soup bath. Isn't that what you... Oh, is that poison ivy?
No, tomato soup is for skunks.
Oh, it's for skunks. Okay.
So we all know what a skunk smells like. Imagine that squirting into your mouth while you're eating it.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
God.
No, thank you. I mean, that's like the whole point. And no, thank you. Apparently didn't bode well for the skunk regardless.
This comes from Reddit user at slightly alcoholic.
Jesus. No one's being at all coy about their Reddit usernames.
When I worked at a wildlife rehabilitation center, we received a koala that had been cornered and licked into a near comatose state by a herd of cows. She was drenched and smelled and her fur was slick with oils and saliva. We think she had been hit by a car and then she crawled into a barn only to be cornered and licked intensely and by the cows that found her.
Oh, baby.
She made a full recovery. She had no broken bones.
That's my dream. Waking up being licked by cows.
Bethany, I will come over and lick you into a comatose state.
You're not a cow. And please stop offering to lick me into a coma. You've done this before and I do not want it.
You're going to like it. You're going to like it.
Christopher Maloney is like, baby, I want to lick you into a coma. Oh,
I don't know why. I just like keep sexually harassing you this podcast.
It's okay. I keep sexually harassing Christopher Maloney. I feel really bad about it.
This is from Pixie1121. She said, once I saw a gorilla poke another in the butt and then sniff his finger.
God.
So one gorilla was laying in a hammock. The other one was laying on the ground beneath him. He would reach up, poke the gorilla's butt, look at his finger, sniff, and then repeat the whole thing over and over again.
Jesus Christ. That's awful.
Can you imagine the Sandals Resort commercial? There's a couple and the guy is underneath the laying on the ground in the sand underneath the woman who's on the hammock and he just puts his finger in her butt and sniffs it.
And then repeats.
Sandals Resort, we're married. Have fun here.
Do you remember those commercials for whatever? I think it was like an ED medicine. It's the one where they have the two bathtubs that they have out over a cliff and they're just like looking at the sunset together in their separate bathtubs.
Yes. Yep.
I always thought it would be really funny if you came outside and you knew that your husband was asking for a divorce because he had moved your bathtub just a little bit further away. And there was a new, sexier bathtub, like a little closer to his.
Yep. And she was much younger than your bathtub.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, that bathtub was sparkly.
This comes from underscore hey underscore it's underscore me underscore. I worked at an aquarium, not a zookeeper, though. We have one male sea otter who likes to play with his dick right in front of the glass in the most prominent spot. His dick is bright red, and he just strokes it and nibbles at it in front of everybody every damn day. I'm the one who stands by the exhibit, so I'm the one who has to field all the awkward questions. Then someone responded to this person, "Do you work at the Georgia Aquarium by any chance? Because I was there over Thanksgiving, and I saw a sea otter float by sucking his dick." Luckily, the other children didn't really know what he was doing, but a lot of parents were giggling.
Yeah, I have an ex-boyfriend who's a lot like that
otter. Oh, shit. No, you didn't. Did he remove a rib?
No, not in the last way, but in the first way for sure.
So in the same vein, let's keep talking about dicks for a second.
Let's do it.
At one underscore eyed underscore pirate underscore dog wrote, "I was at the zoo once. I saw a monkey playing with his penis. Once a crowd had gathered, he pissed into the onlookers. I thought that cheeky bastard did it on purpose." Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's amazing.
Someone else wrote, "Good for him. I'm not a zookeeper, but once I saw a giraffe take a piss and then another giraffe started to drink it midstream."
That was weird. You know, it's amazing that these wild animals stay alive. You know, we're not the ones causing all the havoc. They're drinking each other's urine.
You know what? Those giraffes were in college. It was a frat party.
It's true. It was a dare.
Oh, and this story is so cute. I figured we'd end with this one.
Okay.
At werewolf 6780 wrote, "I worked in a zoo as an exotic vet tech. We had a small mammal enclosure, and one of the mice, the striped grass mice, were really fond of sharing. She wasn't afraid, and she would run up all excited when you opened the enclosure to check up on you."
Aww.
"After she and everyone was checked up on, they always got a seed treat. We used to just spread them around, but she loved taking it from your fingers and running up to each and every one of her fellow mice to make sure that everyone had got one."
Oh, what a sweetheart.
"She would always check to make sure that everyone was eating one before she took her own. And she always took longer to eat the dang thing than the rest of her friends. She would hold it in her mouth halfway and lick it. I guess her thought process was that if everyone was already eating, she wouldn't have to rush through her own treat."
Oh.
"Her name was Mimi, and she never tried to bite me like the other mice. Sometimes the animals are kinder than any human I've ever met."
Fully. Oh, that's so sweet. Aww. Speaking of like animals giving you gifts.
Yeah.
I really want to befriend a crow.
Oh, because I thought you were going to say a flossing baboon, because those things do exist.
A flossing baboon?
There are baboons out there that care about their dental hygiene.
I had no idea. What do they floss with?
They floss with pieces of straw.
Oh.
Isn't that cute? But so a crow, Bethany, but you know, if there's a group of crows, it's called a murder.
I want just a group of crows to fly away and for me to look at my neighbor and go, "There's been a murder."
A murder.
Crows will like leave you gifts. If you leave them gifts, they'll leave you gifts. They remember people. You can form a relationship with them and like they'll bring you, you know, little rocks and like string if you leave them food and stuff. I don't know. It's probably not recommended. I don't know why it upsets the ecosystem or something, but I really do wish that there was like a crow family that I could like make friends with.
And, I hear you. I wish I could be friends with a lot of animal families, like parrots. Do you know a group of parrots is called a pandemonium?
I did not know that.
Sure is. A group of kangaroos is called a troop or a mob.
Okay, that makes sense.
And now I'm just picturing kangaroos looking like they're mafia men.
I mean, they're aggressive.
With cigars hanging out of their mouths and a plate of spaghetti in front of them.
I think I've asked you this before, Kathleen, but what would a group of Kathleens be called?
A group of Kathleens would be called a mess.
I think that that's perfect.
Bethany, the one animal group that you really don't want to come across is a turkey. You know why?
Why?
They're a gang.
Is that what they're called, a gang of turkeys?
A gang of turkeys.
I had no idea. I picture them like a West Side Story where they're snapping, like one group is coming up against another group. They're all snapping, but then it starts raining and they all look up and drown.
When you're a turkey all the way. Hey, Bethany.
Hey, Kathleen.
I know we're all stuck in quarantine right now, but when you exit from quarantine, you're probably going to want a few more items in your wardrobe so you look fabulous and fancy when your friends see you again.
Totally, and we're also realizing that we probably don't need to be spending as much money as we've been spending in the past. ThredUp is perfect because guess what? It's like shopping at your favorite vintage or secondhand store, but without having to go through all the racks. ThredUp lets you have a curated list of selections based on what size you're looking for, or what brand, what kind of clothing you're looking for, and it's all there like an easy online shopping experience.
Yep, ThredUp is the world's largest online thrift store with up to 90% off of estimated retail values, like insane deals.
You can get Nike for only $6, Theory starting at $20, Lululemon for $27, and more, all for a fraction of the price.
The weather has been a little bit warmer lately, so I took out my big box of sandals, and I have a couple of pairs in there from ThredUp. I'm so excited to wear them again this summer.
It's time! Plus, today you can get an extra 30% off your first order at thredup.com/taste. ThredUp.com/taste.
Sustainable, stylish, and totally affordable. You'll look and feel good with ThredUp.
Again, that's thredup.com/taste for an extra 30% off today. Terms apply. Kathleen.
Yes.
Okay, do you know the app House Party?
Can't say I do.
My friends are using it now because it's a way to have, it's sort of like Zoom, but for groups of friends.
Okay.
So you all just hang out together in this app called House Party.
I'm going to try it.
You get a notification when someone you know in your contacts joins the House Party. I just got a notification that a lover that I used to have in London has just joined House Party.
Well, you best be contacting him again.
I best not be contacting him again because I am in a relationship and I think he is too. It's just very strange to have his name pop up on my phone because I haven't seen it for a while.
You should ask him if he knows how kangaroos have sex.
Aggressively and punching to the head.
They just move the tail to the side.
It's weird. I don't, it's, what would, it's very strange. And I don't know. I'm flustered. Now I'm flustered.
Did you see that crazy thing about Ellen happening on Twitter?
No, what's going on? I'm very disconnected from the world, I feel like.
Oh, it was so juicy. And I almost don't even want to talk about it because I don't want to speak ill of Ellen. Kevin T. Porter, he's a podcaster. You might know him from a podcast called The Gilmore Guys.
Okay, yes.
And he has a more current podcast called Good Christian Fun. So he tweeted out, this was on March 20th. He wrote, "Right now, we all need a little kindness, you know, like Ellen DeGeneres always talks about. She's also notoriously one of the meanest people alive. Respond to this with the most insane stories you've heard about Ellen being mean, and I'll match everyone with a $2 donation to the LA Food Bank."
Whoa!
Well, as of this afternoon, he had gotten 1,600 responses, like 6,000 retweets, 42,000 likes. I was just, it blew up, and I was reading some of the stories on there. I don't even want to repeat what the stories are because we don't, like, journalistically, we don't know if they're true or not.
Of course.
But if you want to fall into a rabbit hole on Twitter today, check out at Kevin T. Porter, his tweet from March 20th, because there's some excellent tea. People are spilling.
Okay, here's the crazy thing. This is my question. You know I love tea.
Yeah.
I am curious. I think people who purport to be very lovely and are actually big monsters should be outed. However, doesn't it seem like he's kind of perpetuating a bully culture by calling her out for being a bully and then asking people to say awful things about her? Or what's the difference if it's apparently true? What do we, you know? And for the record, he didn't accuse her of being a bully, but he accused her of being like awful.
Yeah. I think the difference is that he's not making fun of her. He's mm-hmm. just asking people to share stories about her.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is like a fine line there. I'm not quite sure which side of the line this tweet is on. You make an excellent point.
It's so interesting. My friend Michelle Collins, she's a comic and she's very, very funny. She tweeted once, "One of the worst things is knowing a beloved celebrity is actually a monster and not being able to say anything about it." She's done a lot of TV and she's worked with a lot of people and she has a radio show. And so she talks to and meets a lot of people. And so she gets the real person. And it's very frustrating when people love someone and they're awful. This is interesting. I'm definitely going down that rabbit hole for sure.
That's why they say you should never meet the person who you idolize because they're always going to disappoint you.
Yeah. Like, this is also something I think about. We all universally universally love Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
We love him. And apparently he is truly one of the nicest men in the world. Ron Howard, same thing. Just like a very kind person.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they are both secretly awful people and only a handful of people know it, and those handful of people are going insane because they're like, you guys have no idea. This is obviously not true, but can you imagine if it was? Or like if you were the one person who knew that Mr. Rogers was like this like criminal, but you couldn't say anything because the world loved Mr. Rogers.
Oh my God.
Again, not true, but that would be like a personal hell.
I'm starting to cry just thinking about Tom Hanks actually being a really mean person.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if he just like runs some sort of secret underground awful puppy mill?
But
like,
don't do this to me.
Don't. I mean, he doesn't. He's an angel baby. But I think it's very interesting.
So what are your big plans for the rest of the day staying home?
You know what? I think I'm going to... So I'm in the kitchen right now. I think I'm going to move over to the living room.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to hang out there for a little while. Yeah. And then I think I'm going to head into the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I might do the circuit, come back to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I did, Kathleen, have a dream last night where I just vacuumed for like an hour.
Are you kidding me?
That's how you know that life is getting real dull. I was on my hands and knees with a nozzle cleaning the bathroom mats and like getting such satisfaction from hearing all of the grains of dirt and sand and kitty litter just go like up into the nozzle.
You know what? Actually, that is so satisfying. It really is. Oh,
I love it.
You know how sometimes in infomercials when they're trying to show you like a new vacuum and they purposely spill stuff on the floor just to vacuum it up?
Like coffee grounds and dirt sand.
I could watch it forever. Like watching someone pop blackheads or pimples or whatever.
Yeah.
I could watch someone vacuum up marbles from a pink carpet or something.
It's great. The oddly satisfying subreddit and also the power washing porn subreddit are two of my favorites. Because they're so wonderful.
Oh, power washing, yes.
Oh, power washing is the best. Power washing porn is wonderful.
I had a dream two nights ago that I was pregnant and I wasn't sure if it was my husband's baby.
Who else was it, do you think?
Nope, I have no idea. I think I was a part of a special scientific experiment where they injected me with sperm via a turkey baser against my will.
Okay. Oh.
And I was so afraid of people finding out and it's a weird time for dreams right now, let me tell you.
That sounds like one of those unethical experiments they would have done in the 70s, mm-hmm. where they would like legit just gloves off, pretend to electrocute people and then judge how the participants viewed it.
You know what? I think I should write this plot line down and send it over to the writers of Black Mirror.
Yeah, totally. Just, yeah, put it in the 70s and everyone will believe it actually happened.
Ah, Bethany, what did you learn this week?
I learned that there is a reason that IKEA puts those tiny little chips in the bottom of their mugs. Have you noticed that? Where if you look at like a classic, just basic IKEA mug, there's a little ridge around the bottom where it stands.
Yeah.
But there's a tiny little chip. It looks like a little mouse hole out of the bottom of the ridge. And there's a reason for that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's so that when you put the mug in the dishwasher, you put it in upside down, right?
Yeah.
They realized that that allows water to pool in the base of the mug. And so they add that little divot so the water can drain out. So when you take the mug out of the dishwasher, you don't get a splish splash when you turn it back over.
Genius.
I know those Swedes.
I'm sitting here. I know our listeners can't see us, but like my mouth is open and my hands are spread wide. My fingers are spread wide. Holy hell.
Yeah.
Why doesn't every single damn mug have that in the bottom? Because how annoying is it when you take a cup or a container or something from the dishwasher and then there's just a pool of water and you have to dump it in the sink and then dry it off again just so you can put it in the cabinet.
Exactly. I feel like that's one of those mind-blowing facts. I don't know. When I realized that Reynolds wrap has little tabs on the side that you push in that holds the roll in the box so it doesn't fly out whenever you're pulling it out. Like when I realized that that existed, my head exploded. Did you know that that existed?
No.
So take your tinfoil. I don't know if all of them do it or if it's just Reynolds wrap. But on the small sides of the box where the ends of the roll are, there's two little tabs, perforated tabs. You push them in and they act to like anchor in the roll of aluminum foil. So when you pull it out, it doesn't come flying out of the box.
You're quite literally blowing my mind today.
It's amazing, right?
I can't believe all these things in my kitchen I didn't even know about.
Yeah, like those little paper containers where you put the ketchup in the paper containers at McDonald's or wherever you go and you eat in. They're perforated. You're supposed to pull them apart and make a wider dish so that you can get more ketchup in them. Did you know that they're meant to be spread out?
I didn't know that either.
I know. The world is filled with tiny little mysteries, friends. We're just here to discover them.
And ketchup is my favorite condiment.
Like, one of the best. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week, Kathleen?
I learned, it's insane how true it is, Bethany. I learned that enough sleep, enough water, and washing your face and moisturizing every night before you go to bed really does equal better skin. I know people have been telling us this the whole time, but I never really actually believe them. It's
your
true.
Skin is looking glowy via Skype.
Thank you so much. Bethany, it's true. Enough sleep, enough water, wash your face, moisturize. You'll have glowing skin.
Yeah. Our grandmothers told us that for a reason.
It's that simple. That's it.
Or if you're my grandmother, you didn't tell me that, but you did tell me I was getting chunky.
Yeah.
So either way, everyone's grandmas told them something.
Yeah.
Kathleen, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, grandmas. I am at WebGirlKathleen on everything.
I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter. I am Miss Bethany Watson on Instagram. You can also find our show on social media.
You sure can. We're at Acquired Podcast on Twitter.
At Acquired Taste Podcast on Instagram.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast. Plus, you have to check out the fan group. They've been doing popcorn nights where they all join a live feed and chat with each other. And maybe later in the week, Bethany and I might pop in to say hello. You never
That's
know.
That's a great idea. Yeah. You never know. You can also send us snail mail. An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
If you want to send us an email, you can do so at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also call us and leave a voicemail, 917-994-0353.
And wherever you listen to this podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us move up in the ranks. And right now, the podcast industry as a whole, everyone's listening numbers are sort of down. So it would be super, super helpful if you would leave us 5 stars and a review. We would be forever grateful.
Our podcast is edited by Charlotte Gartenberg. You can follow her at litfuck. That is lit_fuck on Instagram or on Twitter at Chargar, Chargar.
On our blog, we're going to do a little Q&A with Charlotte to get to know her better. So make sure you check that out at anacquiredtastepodcast.com.
This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Also, your reminder that if you know anyone who works at the Shudder Network, have them get in touch with me. I have a show for them.
Also, the reminder that Bethany's favorite movie, National Treasure, is available to stream on Netflix right now. Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hey, ladies. This is Taste Bud Tegan in Savannah. And I was just listening to the podcast from last week about the angel trumpets for like the fifth time. And I couldn't help. I feel like I didn't actually listen to it all the way until today when you were asking for the kids' pictures and you called it awful little drawings. I died laughing on my way home. I had to like pick up the phone and call immediately because it was just the most hilarious thing.
Hi, ladies. This is Sarah from Des Moines. I just want to let you know that I was cooking dinner tonight, and I was cooking up some orange chicken, and I was stirring it around on the pan, and all of a sudden, I had like 3 or 4 pieces just like fall out and hit the floor. And without hesitating, I immediately picked them up and put them back in the pan because that shit is too good to waste. That is the Trader Joe's orange chicken. Oh, it's so good. Hi, ladies. This is Sarah from Des Moines. I just want to let you know that I was cooking dinner tonight, and I was cooking up some orange chicken, and I was stirring it around on the pan, and all of a sudden, I had like 3 or 4 pieces just like fall out and hit the floor. And without hesitating, I immediately picked them up and put them back in the pan because that shit is too good to waste. That is the Trader Joe's orange chicken. Oh, it's so good.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. I'm Shelly. So I had a horrible day. It's been everything up and down. And I went to the grocery store with my 2-year-old, and he decided to throw a tantrum in the middle of the store. Nightmare waiting to happen. When I get to the cash register, I try to pay. Guess what? My car won't go through. This nice lady, it was only $8. This nice lady said, I'll pay it. this is the first for me. I didn't know that those people still existed. So cheers. And if you see somebody that you can afford, something you can afford, please pay it forward. I know I am going to do so.
Hey, Taste Buds. It's Taste Bud Heather. I just wanted to let you guys know I just finally quit my very toxic job. And I left the job, went and picked up my horse trailer, and I am headed to my new town for my new job, and I am just so excited, and I couldn't think of anybody else to share it with but my taste buds. I love y'all, and the Facebook group is seriously like a lifesaver. You guys were so great for this transition for work and everything along those lines, and just so supportive, and I'm just so thankful for y'all.
Hi, Destiny, Kathleen, and other taste budders. This is Ashley. I just got back from the doctor's because my ear has been hurting for a month and a half. When they looked into it, my doctor said, there is a whole Q-tip stuck in my ear. When did this happen? I don't know. I don't usually use Q-tips. For me to use one and not notice a whole Q-tip is stuck in there. I now know what flushing a ear feels like, and I hope none of y'all ever have to experience it. Hi, Destiny, Kathleen, and other taste budders. This is Ashley. I just got back from the doctor's because my ear has been hurting for a month and a half. When they looked into it, my doctor said, there is a whole Q-tip stuck in my ear. When did this happen? I don't know. I don't usually use Q-tips. For me to use one and not notice a whole Q-tip is stuck in there. I now know what flushing a ear feels like, and I hope none of y'all ever have to experience it.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. My name is Caitlin. I am a taste bud in Southwest Florida. I am calling because I just left work, and it has been the longest day ever, and I was just trying to push through, and I got in my car, and I was stressed out because I left work late, and the podcast started playing as soon as I got in my car because my phone connected to my car, and I was just very excited to hear your guys' voices.
Hey, ladies. Taste bud Angela L. here. I'm just calling because I literally just got off the phone with my new employer, I guess. Yeah, I applied for a position that I would be absolutely perfect for. Everything went amazing. And I just got off of the job. They're willing to start me at what I wanted. The benefits are incredible, and yeah, so I'm kind of freaking out and can't call my husband because he's at work. So I'm calling you ladies to share this really wonderful, happy news. And also, happy belated birthday, Kathleen. I hope your day was sexy and fabulous, just like you. And yeah, that's my day. Oh my God, I just got an offer for like a fantastic job, and woohoo! All right, ladies, have a wonderful day. Bye!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.